You're back in the zone in the Fury Electric Studio. Check us out online at 1037thebuzz.com and throw us a follow on Twitter for instant reaction at Justin Acree 7 and Pat Bradley 22.
That's Twitter.
Now, back to Justin Acree.
What did he say?
Pat Bradley.
I just want to remind everybody.
What did he say?
Twitter handles. Not our basketball handles. Twitter handles.
Yeah. What did Shotgun say it wrong?
No. I just want to remind everybody. He's dragged on the ats.
You just went all morning show right there talking over the comeback.
Me and Shotgun got it like that.
Larry Betts joining us in the zone.
Good afternoon. Morning still.
With Youth Home, yes. It's afternoon somewhere.
Somewhere.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Where aren't we drinking?
I thought you were.
What's your twiddle? It sounds like I might be. What's your Twitter handle?
The LRKA.
You represent a whole organization. That's a lot of pressure on Twitter.
Yeah, I'm not that competent on Twitter, so it's very small.
You're not that competent or not controversial? Because you're a guy who will speak his mind.
Yeah, I tend to, but, you know, I'm not on the record.
Okay.
You're pretty witty.
I'm more of a backstabber.
You're pretty witty in 140
conniving
characters.
Yeah.
You should be. You should be on Twitter.
I think that's
Twitter.
A vast understatement. He's way past pretty witty. I'd say he's unbelievably witty.
In 140 characters, that's the challenge.
That's a difficult thing.
That's the challenge. Or 120, so somebody could retweet you and
that seems
quote
to be
you.
A bit arbitrary. I wonder where they came up with. And I got to be honest, 90% of the time, I could use like 12 more characters.
Yeah.
It's just 12 more.
My brother came up with a great idea. If they didn't include another person's Twitter handle in the 140,
couldn't agree more. That's
solve
only
a
fair.
Lot of problems.
I agree
Very
with you.
Fair.
Yeah. That should not count against me.
Well, I mean, why not 150? Why not 144? I mean, a number that's. Means something, connects to something else. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have no idea.
I don't know. Yeah, one divide it, 70. Does that mean anything to you?
No. Mm-hmm.
Okay. No. I'm just trying to throw something out there, maybe make sense of all this. Seems to be bothering you, 140 characters.
Bothers me. Chili with a Kick is coming up this Saturday. It is at Dickie Stevens Park. Saturday, right?
Yeah, this Saturday. Okay. It's going to be a beautiful, beautiful day. The weather keeps improving, keeps getting nicer. The event keeps growing. This is our sixth year for it. The gates will open to the public at 10. $5 gets you in the door. That's all you can eat chili. We have about 49 different chilies that you can sample. Plus, we have other vendors. We have a fantastic kids area. Kinder songs will be playing. Bring the tykes. Kids 10 and under get in free. So basically, and it's just a fantastic day to get out to the park with your family, watch some kickball on the field, eat chili, shop the vendors. We have fantastic libations. We have a jalapeno eating contest. So if you want to eat some jalapenos and win some money, we can do that.
How does that work?
Basically, you have.
I mean, I don't want to. I'm just curious.
Basically, at 2 o'clock, we'll have the jalapeno eating contest. It's $10 to enter. Also, this year, Las Palmas is sponsoring the event, which means they'll match your $10 with another donation to Youth Home. So basically, you're making $20 just by signing up to the event for the charity. And then basically, it's a time event. You eat as much jalapeno as you can, and if you eat the most, you win $100.
In what period of time is that to be determined?
I believe it's. Don't hold me to this. The rules are online at chiliwithakick.com, but I believe it's 3 minutes. And they're
oh my God!
They're the
is
pickled,
this the first year of it?
No, we've done this for several years.
what's the record?
Fat. I mean, 3 minutes worth of jalapenos.
I don't even want to smell jalapenos at three minutes.
If you did a deal where like the most jalapenos you can eat in 10 seconds, I would have a shot at it. I'd be good.
But you got to swallow them.
Well, I can smash. And I mean, I'm a quick eater.
I tell you what
I'm
like a snake. And I desperately need a sponsor for the Tijuana Tough Man Contest. This is the event we're calling the Tijuana Tough Man Contest. Basically, we'll get 5 or 6 schmuck goes to volunteer. You sit at a table, simultaneously each bite a habanero pepper, and the last person sitting there in their chair without going for relief wins a cash prize.
So kind of like stuck on a truck, the same concept.
Yeah, you just sit there squirming miserably with a jalapeno burn in your face.
I thought you were going
jalapeno record?
If you were throwing in Tijuana, I figured it was like,
well, you know,
bad burritos,
donkeys,
cheap tequila, yeah, some sort of donkey event. I mean, yeah, I mean, I don't know what your Tijuana experience was like, but that's what mine was like.
I believe the record was right at 30. If you go online and look at the actual record, like at these professional big time contests, it's like 130. So you know,
it's amazing how many like when you they have contests for everything and stuff that you would never even suppose that they would even think about, like butter.
Butter
should never be part of an eating contest. I mean, that's so disgusting. The lady that won, what was the big contest we had recently? Not the Nathan's hot dog eating contest, but
chicken finger won.
No, it was
300 of them.
Oh, chicken wings. Chicken wings.
Chicken wings. Yes, chicken wings. Chicken wings.
She qualified for that by eating, like, I don't know, something stupid, like 5 gallons of mayonnaise or something. I mean, it was incredible. How gross is that?
Yeah, you know, last year we had a young lady show up. She only showed up for the jalapeno eating contest, paid her $5 to get in the gate, walked up, signed up, registered, and won the whole thing.
What did she win?
like, I don't know, $100, $200.
It'd have to be like $10,000.
A gift certificate to La Hacienda.
Well, you know, if you had help getting sponsors for $10,000, I would give $10,000 away.
Here's the thing. No, I know. I'm not arguing that. I'm just saying I would have to have that much money, because the thing is, it's all about the aftermath. The question becomes for me is there any way to intercept that that fire pain that's from your belly before it ends up where it's going to end up? Is there any way to sort of cut off at the pass, as it were? Any way to deaden the heat?
I would say if you're going to be at Chili with Kick this Saturday, use the public restrooms before the jalapeno eating contest concludes. The jalapeno eating contest is at 2. If you're going to be there all day after 2, use the restrooms before then, because it's not going
to
be pretty.
Not to be gross, but do you have a regurge caveat in the rules of this particular event?
I think you have to hold it for 5 minutes.
Okay, that's fair. I mean, all right,
but after that, we're not going to keep an
that's
eye
not
on
the
you.
Main
you
focus.
You wander
on.
Off, you wander
it's
off.
It's music, it's chilly, it's fundraiser, it's fun. It's, like you said, spectacular weather. Bring the kids out, they can ride their tricycles around the
concourse.
Yeah,
we have a lot of really talented vendors setting up, selling their arts and crafts. Again, we have 49 different chilies you can sample. We have the kids area with bouncy houses, and we got different crafts for the kids. We got Kinder songs, we got gymnastics, we got karate, we got everything for the kids out there. Plus, kickball will be going on. We'll have plenty of fantastic food to sample from Las Palmas and margaritas and cold libations. So,
what time the gates open?
For the public, the gates will open at 10,
and we go until
probably about 5:30.
Perfect.
Yeah, the you can come in anytime throughout the day. Sample anything you want while supplies last on that. Tonight actually is the big kickoff party for the event. We'll be at Professor Bowl from 6 o'clock till probably about 10.
It's my new home away from home.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Have you been in there lately?
Bro, I'm in a Wednesday night bowling league.
Wow. It's amazing.
They have the best beer selection in the city.
Unbelievable.
It's amazing.
It's unbelievable. No. Yeah, we'll be
They've
there tonight.
They've done a great job.
$10. You can pay $10, and we can put you on a four-person team, and you can bowl in a four-on-four tournament, win a little bit of cash. If you want to just show up and pay your $10, you can bowl in the open lanes that we have. Plus, we'll also feed you. So we'll have food. We have a silent auction going on.
Bro.
Hand-painted chili mugs, beer steins, other fantastic items. So all the proceeds, of course, benefiting Youth Home. So 6 o'clock tonight, if you want to go to Professor Bowl, pay $10. We'll feed you. You can bowl. If you want to pre-register a team of four or as an individual to reserve yourself a spot, you can go to lrkickball.com or chiliwiththekick.com and find the bowling JPEG.
Yeah, let me just tell you this. You want to do that. If you haven't been over there in a while, they have definitely revamped. It's quite nice over there.
Yeah, it's